Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio I've got Jasmine from the Environment Centre. Morning, Jasmine.
Morena, Aaron.
So how are things at the Environment Centre at the moment?
Yeah, really good, thanks. We've got lots of events on the go, as usual. So probably most, like, first up we have our next science night coming up next week, Wednesday the 7th. And that is, we're going to have Crystal from the Karioi Project coming in to give us an update.
Yes.
So that'll be a really good science night to listen to, because we're right in the middle of the oi chick breeding season.
Mm, yeah. Yes, keep those dogs on a leash, folks.
Yeah,
definitely. And the cats.
Yeah, and I know that they've just had quite a significant loss from stoats because of stoats.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they have, like, literally this week, I think.
Yeah, I was talking to Crystal a couple of weeks ago and everything was fine then.
Yeah, no, it's not now.
Mm.
So I don't know anything more than that. I don't think they've said anything more than that's like in the last couple of days, I think. And so it'll be really good to hear what the story is. Every season, you get a stoat come in and just wipes them out.
Yeah, wreak havoc.
I know they have been catching lots of stoats lately, though. So,
but it only takes one, unfortunately.
No, that's right. Yeah. But they, and of course they have cameras in the burrows. So I don't know, like, so Science Night, it comes with a visual presentation as well. So the projector will be there. Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what's happening with the Karioi Project right now. So that's at the Harbourview Hotel in the front bar from 6 to 7. So it starts 6 sharp. And it only goes for 1 hour, so it pays to get there a bit early. Because last science night, when we had Lolo come in to talk about the...
Yes.
Yeah, we had 50 people.
Mm.
It was packed.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a decent seat and order some dinner to eat and have a drink while you're listening to the presentation, then it pays to get there a bit earlier. And we'll have the fans. We've worked out now that there are ceiling fans that we can turn on. So it'll be a bit cooler.
I was there and it was starting to get warm. It was okay, but
Towards the end, it was a bit stuffy.
You're worried about the December one might be too hot, but if you've got fans.
Fans, ceiling fans.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be really interesting. Friday next week, the 9th of December. So Science Night, by the way, is the 7th of December from 6 to 7 at the Harbourview. So next Friday, the 9th of December, we've got a worm farm workshop happening.
Okay.
So we're actually setting up a new worm farm at the community house. So the idea is that it'll be for, like, the community house to use, but also for us to use and for you to use, Aaron. And that's just for a couple of businesses. But we've got a empty hungry bin, so it's a little bit more of a faster system than a home worm farm.
So you say for me to use, you mean anyone in the station who's got some green waste?
Yeah. But it's not for the general public to use, because
right,
we can't.
Because we get overloaded. Yeah.
It'd be pretty weird if you took your food scraps from home anyway and drove into town.
There are easier ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to be setting that up next Friday. And so this is the perfect opportunity to teach you how to start a worm farm. So Tanya's going to be leading that, but it's going to be an involved workshop. So you're going to be learning all about worm farms and their uses, how to set up the worm farm, discussing the types of worm farms, how to feed and care for your worms, common problems and solutions. So that's next Friday 9th from 1 to 2. And it's a completely free event to attend. You can just turn up. There's no need to register or anything.
So what does the worm farm produce, this worm
farm?
Yeah,
so I've got a worm farm at home. I've had it for at least 15 years, the same one, so just multiple generations.
Is it one of the ones that produces worm wheeze, or is it?
Yeah, it's a three-tiered system. So I put my food scraps, because you can't just stick any food scraps in a worm farm, and you definitely, although this one I think is a little bit broader what it can handle, and you definitely can't stick, like, so-called compostable or, you know, materials.
Yeah,
or
we've
takeaway.
Talked about they need to be like 65 degrees or, you know, temperatures like that to compost those sorts of things.
Yeah, Tanya will be able to run everyone through all of that and if, you know, how to set one up with stuff that you find as well. But my one is I put my food scraps in the top, and then when and then I switch them, alternate them, but only once that one is full at the top, then I'll switch it with the bottom one. And when that bottom one, that second one is completely, the worms have eaten everything through, and all that's left is what looks like basically like a muddy swirl, and no food scraps at all. And the worms would have travelled, because they've eaten everything, they've travelled up to the top tier and started eating through that top tier of food scraps. And then the bottom tier, the third tier down, is their wee that drips through, and I have a tap on that, and I fill up empty bottles with
that. And the dirt looking stuff, the mud looking stuff, that's useful as well.
Oh, it's amazing. This is worm castings, it's called. So worm castings and worm wee are like incredible for your garden. Absolutely amazing.
Right, so folks, you can learn how to do that properly and get the goodies
liquid
for your
gold.
Garden liquid gold. Yes.
So that's going to be a great workshop. And then
when is that roughly?
So it's Friday the 9th of December,
okay,
from 1 to 2 at the Community House. But remember, you can go to our website, whangaroa.org.nz, and click on events, and all of our events are listed there with links on how to attend and if there's tickets required and all of that
sort of stuff. Okay.
And then following on from that, on Sunday the 11th of December, at 9:30 in the morning, there is an event organised by SOOS as part of Time Bank. But it's you don't have to be a Time Bank member to attend this. There's no credits required or anything. But it's an end of year bike ride. So there is a location that everyone's meeting at, and you're exploring all of the flat surfaces in town.
Yeah.
The flat areas to ride, because it for some people, I think.
Are there many?
There are actually, in town. So it's a 1 hour slow cruise on your bike around the flat areas of Raglan. There are more than you think.
Yes.
And it is ending up at the Raglan Creative Market for a morning picnic and an ice cream.
Okay.
Because Raglan gelato usually at the Creative Market.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's especially, I'm going to go because that sounds like fun. I think a few of my friends are going as well. But I think the idea was that there's, for some people who really like riding, but they might have too much difficulty either due to mobility issues or age to ride around parts of Raglan that are a bit more hilly. This is a nice social group ride on the flat areas and showing you where they are.
So you're not going to Violet Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then Tuesday the 13th of December from 5:30 to 7, we have a seed saving workshop. So that's called Seed Saving, Seedy Secrets Revealed. Mm. And that's going to be held at the Raglan Community House. So that is with Michael, who's coming over from Go Eco. He's got incredible knowledge about seed saving. So it's always a real treat to run events with Michael. So he's coming over from Go Eco. So Tanya and Michael are going to be facilitating that workshop. And it's learn about the wonders of seeds and their secrets for garden success. So this is I love how it's Seedy Secrets Revealed, because in this workshop we will cover the sex life of plants and why it matters, choosing plants for seed saving, forward planning in the garden, basic tips to help you save and store seed. So this is a Time Bank workshop as well, which means that you can pay with 1.5 Time Bank credits to attend. But if you're not a Time Bank member, you can choose between $5 to $15 to pay for the workshop.
Okay.
Yep. But it might be a good time to join the Time Bank.
Yes. Do the presenters get paid in Time Bank credits? How does that work? I'm just curious now all of a sudden.
They do.
Right.
Yep. So they get like Time Bank credits for their time.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right. Yep. And Tanya is the coordinator of the
Time Bank anyway. Yeah, so, yeah, and the Time Bank, like you, we have a on our website, whangaroa.org.nz, we have a what we do, and if you click on what we do, you'll see all of the projects that we take care of.
Yeah.
And you can click on Time Bank and it will show you how to become a Time Bank member. Mm.
Yeah, there's quite a few projects.
There are.
I couldn't remember them off the top of my head.
And we've got a new project starting around freshwater as well. We're just about to start interviewing candidates for a freshwater coordinator.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to be reviving our marine conservation with a marine conservation coordinator.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big plans.
Yeah, big plans, yep. But also, we used to have more coordinators looking into a lot of stuff like that, but we've just been, I think, especially after COVID, we're just picking up a bit more now. Yeah. And it's there's a lot of work that needs to be done in both of those spaces, especially, with Maui dolphin conservation. That's, I'm not a marine biologist, so I don't know exactly how to keep an eye on that space or, work in it. So it'll be really good having someone who knows what they're doing and dedicated to actually looking at the information. Mm. Seed saving workshop is 13th of December, a Tuesday from 5:30 to 7. So our event page will show you how to register for that.
And all that info is on Facebook too, is it? If you go to the Facebook page and look at the events.
Facebook page, Whangaroa Environment Centre. And then Thursday the 15th of December, we have the final growers gathering of the year. So it's an end of year picnic. It's going to be held at the Raglan Holiday Park at Papahua. So that's meeting together and working towards food sovereignty in Whangaroa. We are inviting food growers and potential growers to work together to grow, share and sell in abundance. So there's been a series of these growers gathering that have been happening this year.
This is not the growers market that's on
Fridays. No, this is not the growers market. This is the growers gathering.
Yes, for the growers.
So, it's for anyone who just wants to up their growing. It doesn't mean that you necessarily want to sell at the growers market, but you might want to. And so we had that soil to supper science night where we had a couple of presenters talking about their market gardens, and out of that it was really identified that there was a need for a regular gathering of people who either wanted to build their own market garden, or they just they wanted to upscale what they were growing. And so this is a really good supportive group where they get together regularly. There's always I think the last couple have been visiting at market gardens in the area, like Hakia and Sarah Oliver's organic market garden.
Yeah.
And so this one is going to be at the holiday park. So this is visiting Harry's community garden space at the campground that he's created.
Yep.
So you're going to find out how Harry has transformed a patch of sandy grass into a productive food garden in just 1 year. I remember we actually had a visit to his garden earlier in the year.
Yep.
That was really, really popular. People were really impressed with that.
Actually, I know that soil over there because it'll be the same as the soccer fields, and there's an inch of not very good topsoil and then sand all the way down.
Harry's worked really hard on that garden.
Yeah, I bet
he has. For the last couple of years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there will also be a 30-minute discussion introducing community-supported agriculture. So, and then after that, there's a potluck tea. The barbecue will be fired up for vegetarian cooking. You can go to our website to find more information, or to our Facebook page.
Okay.
Right, and then Wednesday, the 18th of January.
There's more.
Yeah,
you guys have got so much stuff.
I know. Yeah. So I'll just run through this one really quickly. We've got a science night coming up in January that is with an environmental barrister, Radical Law for Climate and Nature. So there's more information. We'll talk about that another time further. But that's up on our website and our Facebook page. And then in February, we're looking at it'll be another Michael from Go Eco doing a educational presentation on seeds, because seeds are actually really, like, you can't just save your seeds every year and get the same thing that you took the seeds from. No, so there's a lot of cross-pollination that happens. So if you grow different varieties of pumpkins together in the same space, for example, and you take the seeds from those, you're not going to necessarily get the same pumpkin from those seeds.
A mongrel pumpkin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that, and that's he'll be teaching a lot about, like, things like, you know, when you see F1 or F2 on the packets.
Yeah.
I have no clue what that means. So Michael's going to be teaching stuff like that. Right, and then just the final bit of breaking news that that came out yesterday.
Right, so this is not Environment Centre news. This
it's
is
not our news.
Worldwide
it's
news.
Very, it's quite big breaking international news that affects us directly in Whangaroa.
Yeah, and I wasn't aware of this when you told me this before we went on the air. So
So yesterday, the United States Court of International Trade ordered a ban of imports of 9 species caught off the west coast of New Zealand's North Island. The ban specifically applies to set net and trawl fisheries operating in Maui dolphin habitat.
Right.
Mm, it's quite major.
So for Maui dolphin campaigners, this is actually really good news.
It's big news, yeah. So the lawsuit was brought by Sea Shepherd New Zealand and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to protect the critically endangered Maui dolphin. So Sea Shepherd brought its lawsuit against the United States Department of Commerce under the Marine Mammal Protection Act because set net and trawl fisheries that overlap with Maui dolphin habitat result in injury and death to dolphins in excess of the United States standards. So their standards are much higher than the New Zealand standards.
Right, okay, yeah.
So the preliminary import ban will remain in place until the United States makes a valid finding that New Zealand's regulatory program for the fisheries is comparable in effectiveness to the US regulatory program, or until the court case is fully resolved.
Mm. So that's to do with set nets?
So it is...
set net and something else.
Set nets and trawling.
Yeah, and yeah. So I know we had, a few years ago, there was a national consultation about extending the set net ban area, and the ban was extended by a minuscule amount.
Like
very small percentage.
We made a submission on that as well. Yeah,
A lot of people in Raglan did.
We worked quite hard on that one. Really tried to encourage the public to make submissions as well.
I think people were, but the result was the government was...
Yeah, it wasn't good enough.
The fisheries lobby was powerful, I guess.
There's an estimation that there could be as little as 48 Maui dolphin left now.
The numbers are always... They've been around that area for quite a while. It's not like they're all tagged, so
I
don't
started
know.
Working at the Whangaroa Environment Centre 5 years ago, and then at that point there were 65 to 67 estimated. Yeah.
So this is fresh news, so we don't know
fresh news.
What the Minister of Fisheries or whatever that department is now, that ministry is, have they made a statement that you're going to sort it out?
Yeah, I've got to listen to the recording of it, but I actually caught part of an interview on RNZ this morning, and it was really attempting to play it down, but I do know that this is a loss of something like $200 million. Dollars to the fishing industry. Mm. It's a significant loss. I think they're one of two of our major countries that we export to.
So government is going to have to make it happen though.
They? Well, they're going to have to do something now, that's for sure. But also there's 9 fish species that are included in this. So that's snapper, tarakihi, spotted dogfish, trevally, wareho, Hoki, sorry, I apologise for my pronunciation. I actually don't know that fish. Hoki, barracuda, mullet and gurnard.
Yeah.
Deriving from New Zealand's west coast, North Island.
Or will, so the government could do something, or will they just try hard to sell it to other countries, is the question.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll yet to see.
It depends how, that's a lot of, 200 million? That's significant.
Well, that's. I'm pretty sure that's what I read yesterday.
So, what we want to know, and I know you don't know this, is what's that in proportion with the rest of the industry, the worldwide sales?
Yeah. I know that New Zealand's fishing standards when it comes to protecting marine life is really, really considerably low compared to a lot of countries around the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Mm. All right, so there's the news, folks, from Jasmine. We've been talking to Jasmine from the Environment Centre. Lots of events. Like, I was almost overwhelmed by that many events.
Mm.
We can go to the website or the Facebook page to check them out and get a reminder. What's the website again?
Whaingaroa.org.nz, and Facebook is Whaingaroa Environment Centre, or just wec.raglan.
Okay, that works as well. And you wanted to play a song by Greta O'Leary. Did you see her on the weekend?
I actually couldn't go. I had another function on, but yeah, she's a beautiful girl. She's a friend of mine, and all of her friends, there's a lot of them in Raglan as well, are incredibly proud of her. She's just, worked incredibly hard, on this album.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's her track. It's the current single, I think, and it's called Honey Babe. Thanks for coming in, Jasmine.
You're welcome.
Sugar, my buttercup.